Its tanks were manufactured by Kahle and Co. in Paris, its engine by Krupp in Prussia, its spur by the Motala workshops in Sweden, its precision instruments by Hart Brothers in New York, etc. And each of these suppliers received my specifications under a different name. But, I went on, once these parts were manufactured, didn't they have to be mounted and adjusted? Professor, I set up my workshops on a deserted islet in mid-ocean. There our Nautilus was completed by me and my workmen, in other words, by my gallant companions who I've molded and educated. Then, when the operation was over, we burned every trace of our stay on that islet, which, if I could have, I'd have blown up. From all this, may I assume that such a boat costs a fortune? An iron ship, Professor Aronnax, runs 1,125 francs per metric ton. Now then, the Nautilus has a burden of 1,500 metric tons. Consequently, it cost 1,687,000 francs, hence 2,000,000 francs including its accommodations, and 4 or 5 million francs with all the collections and works of art it contains. One last question, Captain Nemo. Ask, Professor. You're rich, then?
Infinitely rich, sir, and without any trouble, I could pay off the 10 billion franc French national debt.
I gaped at the bizarre individual who had just spoken these words. Was he playing on my credulity? Time would tell. End of Chapter 13. Recorded by Doug Cooley, April 2, 2006, Portland, Oregon, United States.